When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
It was too soon to run, but there I was, sprinting along a train platform, up two flights of stairs, through a long concourse. Thankfully, it was empty. Down two more flights of stairs, around a corner yelling, "Wait!" Because I thought the train was going to leave without me. So I get on the train. I sit into a seat. I'm heaving, of course. No, I'm not heaving, but I was breathing heavily, and a guy in front of me inquired if I was okay. Oh, isn't that kind? I didn't make a snarky remark, but I felt like it. And then, wouldn't you know, the train sat there for 25 minutes. Great. So I sprinted with sore muscles. Good to know they still work, though. I don't think I could do another half marathon right now, but at least the muscles allowed me to run when I had to. And funny thing was, I wore sneakers to the hockey game that I attended on Tuesday evening, and I will tell you all about that. But I wore sneakers because I was too sore to wear girly shoes, and so I had to wear sneakers with my nice pants because I wasn't sure that I'd be able to walk in anything else comfortably. It's a really good thing I had those sneakers on my feet. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Now, 60 hours or so removed from my half marathon, the muscles aren't as sore, but I don't suppose sprinting around a train station, a rather large train station, is going to help me heal any more quickly. And it would be great if I could get 8 hours of sleep at some point during this week post half marathon, or at least 7. I would settle for 7. What? I don't think that's advisable when you're trying to recover from running a long distance or any type of physical exertion that you do not sleep after the fact. I'm telling you what, I'm falling apart. You guys, I'm falling apart. This is why I've got to have a lifestyle change at some point soon. I'm freaking people out, though. People are already asking me how long my contract runs. I've seen it multiple times on Facebook and Twitter. I'm not leaving before my contract is done, you guys, for heaven's sakes. And there's no imminent change that you need to worry about. Some of you will be cheering, let's be honest. Others of you you're concerned where you just don't need to be. We got a long way to go.
We got to keep a lid on it.
He did not urinate down his leg. A year and a half to go, so in the contract. So I don't think you need to be worried about it now. However, I also don't think that you should begrudge me a change at some point when I'm ready. At the end of this current contract, it will be 10 years on overnights. 10 years and a lot of great radio, but 10 years and a lot of lost sleep. Jay's only been doing it for a year and a half, right? Is it a year and a half?
Yeah, about a year and a half.
A year and a half, and he already understands how hard it is to sleep on this schedule.
It's not easy.
It's not at all. In fact, you just have to accept when you work overnights. For anybody who's done it, a lot of people out there work off shift. So second shift, third shift, early mornings. Anyone who doesn't work banker's hours, well, you understand. Sleep is a challenge. So, yeah, I think after 10 years, I'll be good. Jay, are you going to start to freak out? No, because you're coming with me wherever I go.
Yeah, I mean, where are we going? I'll be there.
And we may not go anywhere. Maybe we'll just change time slots.
Yeah, we could do that too, you know.
I won't need to have nearly the gigantic size of the iced coffee that I bring in every night. And you too, actually. We both have mugs. How tall do you think our mugs are? I know mine's got to be at least 10 inches tall. And it was full. It's gigantic. How tall is yours? That's the one I got you for Christmas, right?
Yeah, this is the one you got me, which I have used, I'm pretty sure, every single
day. Oh, yeah, 98%
since.
Of the time yeah. since I gave it to you. And the only time you didn't use it was when you had COVID and you weren't working.
That's really the only time. let's see. It's got to be at least 10 inches, too.
Oh, yeah. So, coffee, our best friend.
Nice and full.
Yeah, it's full of iced coffee, but I'm not even sure it's going to be enough tonight. I'm definitely got a sagging wagon. My wagon is dragging, but it's all right because 4 hours to go and you're going to get my best. You get my absolute best. So thank you already for your questions that are coming in for Ask Amy Anything, including those of you who are wondering how long until my contract is done. I don't think Jay is going to ask that question. But, I mean, he already knows. There's no secret to how long my contract runs. But it is our hump show, and we've got, oh gosh, dozens of these before any changes will be made. So breathe. Let's breathe together.
I'll see you later.
All right. That's just mean. That's mean. People are not ready for that, Producer Jay. That's all,
too
Jay.
Mean? Too soon?
That's a little bit too soon. After breaking the news that you only have me for another year and a half. Is that even news? I'm not sure that's news.
Yeah.
It might be news if anyone from the boss's camp or from the administration was actually listening, but it's not. And they're not. And yeah, no change. I've got a contract. We've got a contract. I told you it's a guaranteed contract, which means they're not letting me walk and pay me to do nothing. So don't worry about that. It is the hump show. It does mean you get to ask Amy anything on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on my Twitter. Well, don't send them to me because if I don't like them, I won't share them with Jay. On our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or our Facebook page named after this here show. You know I'm teasing you, right? There's nothing set in stone. There are no decisions made. It's a year and a half from now. In this business, a year and a half is an eternity. There are two football seasons before my contract is up. Everyone, just take a breath. I was just waxing poetic on the last show because I'm tired. That's why. Sometimes when I get tired and I get cranky, I think about how it would be so nice to sleep at night. You'll just have to allow me that random musing every now and then. I'm not going anywhere. Jay's not going anywhere. I'm just tired. That's it. It's been a really long 5 weeks. And this week is about climbing out. And I still feel pretty overwhelmed. Like I'm buried, kind of. So it's more just coming from the part of me that's feeling overwhelmed. That's all. I'm sharing it with you. I know other people out there, probably every person out there, can relate to a stretch of your life where you felt a little overwhelmed. So that's where I am right now. My yard looks like a jungle again. My house, well, I don't have clutter. I'm not a clutter person, but my house definitely needs to be organized. I need to pay attention to some cleaning. I could have done it last weekend, but I was baking instead for Bob and his family because they've got a big family get together this weekend. Guess what, Jay? The box of cookies arrived at Bob's abode, the box of cookies. So three, because you know me, I go overboard, right? Don't say a word.
Well, with cookies, it's welcomed.
Okay, but. Right. Sometimes I go overboard. And so I didn't just bake one version of cookie. I didn't just bake two. I baked three because I felt like I really needed to show off. That's part of the issue, is that I spent the weekend running errands and baking cookies and running a half marathon. And anyway, the cookies arrived.
Safely,
intact, and not melted, because in Texas, it's hotter than it is where I sent the cookies from. And so he tried a couple of the versions, the island cookie and the oatmeal butterscotch cookie. Oof. And he was under strict instructions to put the rest in the freezer until he heads to his family gathering this weekend. So what are the chances that, now his mom apparently is the baker in the family. What are the chances that his mom is impressed with my baking? That's all I want. If she's impressed with the baking, I will feel as though my time was well wasted.
Wasted? No way. I mean, well, I don't think there's anything short of a 98.7% chance.
Oh, thanks, Jay. What's the 1.3% chance? He dropped it on the floor or something?
Maybe she doesn't love coconut. I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of.
What?
But that's it.
Okay.
But even if she doesn't,
But there's also oatmeal butterscotch as well as the oatmeal caramel chewy bars.
Right. I mean,
I sent those too.
Those are a given. There's really no other reason. Let's just go with 100. 99.9.
Okay.
It's never 100.
Thank you. But I feel much better now after all the effort. So, yes, the cookies arrived safely. They are now in Bob's fridge. Also, I would not marry a guy named Bob, so that's not really his name, but in case you're wondering. Bob has the cookies and will be taking them with him for his family get-together. But I didn't just bake them for Bob's family. I baked extras for my own mother, who has a package on the way to her for Mother's Day. So a Squishmallow and some cookies for mom for her Mother's Day.
What a package. That's a nice package.
I'm going to use the little Squishmallow as padding around the cookies so that nothing happens to them on the way. So yes, it's for my own mom as well. And then I've got some friends who are moms that I'm also going to send. Well, not send. I'm going to share cookies with them and their families as well. So yeah, it almost looked like I was baking for Christmas. I had so many cookies and cookie sheets and baking tools and paraphernalia out. My kitchen looked like a baking tornado hit it.
Has he sampled all of them?
Well, one of the recipes is the one we made on our video baking date.
Ah, right.
Right. So he hasn't tasted my oatmeal caramel chewy bars, but he had his own.
Which one's better? Come on.
I'm sure his were great. Anyway, he did try both the oatmeal butterscotch as well as the island cookie, and they got the thumbs up. Well, they got them. They got very sweet text messages in return and photos. Also, did I tell you he gave me a gift for May the 4th?
What now?
I know. And it required me to send half of the gift back to him.
You got a gift and a gift.
I got a gift. Yes, that's right. He sent me gifts and then he sent me a gift. Do you want to wait to ask me during Ask Amy Anything about the gift?
Yeah.
Even my nieces were impressed. My older niece, and I quote, "Oh, that's so cute."
That's a good tease. We're going to wait. We're going to save that one.
All right. So coming up on Ask Amy Anything, producer Jay will ask me about how Bob came through for May the 4th. I'm pretty sure he was cheating. He's a big cheater. There's no way he would have done that if he didn't know we were talking about it on the show.
I guess you could look at it, though, that he has the resource and he is using it and he did follow through. So it'd be lazy if he had it, didn't use it, and didn't do it. So at least he's using what he's got. You got to respect it.
You know what? He used all the resources available to him. I will give him that. And not just that, the gift also arrived on the right day. The gift actually arrived on May the 4th. It wasn't a day early. It wasn't a day late. It was right on time.
That's impressive.
Yes.
That's measured.
Right. So it's okay that he cheated? Is that what we're saying? It's okay that he cheated?
I think so.
By listening to the show?
Since he delivered so through the roof and right on time, it's I'll give it to him.
And yet he still hasn't admitted that he was cheating. He completely refused to acknowledge my show at all last week, which is a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
He was pretending like he was avoiding the show all of last week. I'll give him brownie points for the May the 4th gift, though. No one's ever given me a gift. What's wrong with you, producer Jay? We're the ones that are supposed to be like Star Wars twinsies. And instead, Bob is the one who gave me a May the 4th gift.
I asked you if you wanted to buy a Rebel Fighter jacket with me.
Oh,
I guess that's not a gift. I should have just bought it.
Right. Okay.
I bought two of them.
No, I feel like that'd be a lot more expensive than what we have in our budget, our radio
well,
budget.
Something's worth it.
Instead, you bring me snacks. So
I
how about
that?
All right. That's good. We will take your questions for Ask Amy Anything on our Twitter, After Hours CBS, or our Facebook page. I had a friend of mine, he works for the New Jersey Devils, but I ran into him at the arena tonight, and he he was talking about the basketball playoffs, not so intelligently though. And I said he needed to listen to the show to learn a little bit about what's happening in hoops. And he said, okay, I definitely will. And then I said, just FYI, we may use sports as our umbrella, but we very rarely stick to sports. And he said, ooh, sounds fun. Yeah, you know what? I hope so. I hope it is fun. And on the Hump Show, we definitely get off the beaten path. For instance, Dan Campbell is going to send us on a tangent tonight. Just beware. That's all I'm saying. Dan Campbell is going to send us on a tangent. Why? Because he swears he's not a lunatic.
I swear to God, I'm not a lunatic.
Now, see, I could swear that and nobody would believe me. Nobody would believe me.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
What? Why? No, you won't. That's against the law. Okay, so
I don't know.
We're a couple hours away from asking me anything, but you've got a couple hours to send your questions in. Our phone number 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. And if we don't get to your question online, we don't get to your question on the show, I should say, then we will definitely get to your question at some other point, maybe because I answer directly on Twitter or Facebook, or because producer Jay is already collecting questions for our next video version of Ask Amy Anything. We've got two NBA games on the docket tonight. Both of them blowouts. Both of them strange. Both of them featured extracurricular activity. Also, Nikola Jokic. He's a funny dude. Maybe not as funny as Dan Campbell, but he's funny, all right. So we will dive in. We'll run full court. I mean, I can't really run anymore. I've already hit my quota for running this week. But we'll pretend to run full court with the Nuggets and the Suns. And then we'll pivot to the Sixers and Celtics and the MVP of the league, who is, for the first time in his career, one win away with his Sixers from the Eastern Conference Finals. Could this be the year? Could this be the month the Sixers finally exercise those demons? And maybe, just maybe, Doc Rivers does as well. I kind of feel like he gets an unfair rap. Doc Rivers is a championship coach, for heaven's sakes. But it's been a while since that championship. He is playing every part, the veteran coach. And right now, not only are the Sixers locked in, but Doc Rivers deserves credit for out-coaching the competition. Just for the sake of argument, could you imagine Sixers Heat in the East Finals? Oh, could be a knockdown dragout. I like that kind of basketball. So we've got hoops, we've got hockey, we've got Dan Campbell, we've got Ask Amy Anything, we've got more stories, the goofiness will ensue. I'd say this at various times on the show, but my friends tell me that I'm much funnier on the radio when I'm exhausted. Great. I don't think that's a compliment, but okay. It's After Hours. Stop it. Jay has a very evil look on his face. He likes it when I'm tired too, because I laugh at pretty much everything he does. It's not that funny, okay?
I'm a fun guy.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We hope you're laughing with us here on The Hump Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Gordon has it in the front court. He's at the elbow. He drives in on Durant. Spin move. Leans in. Gets double teamed. Off to Jokic. Gets down the lane. Got fouled and made the runner. Kick out three. Okogi. No good. Missed dunk on the putback. Leaking out is Porter. Cross court pass to Pope. Down the lane is Jokic. Layup. Good. Nice challenge. Nuggets lead it by 18, 75-57. Outlet pass off over to Durant the other way. He knocked to the floor. Nice flop, no whistle. Jamal Murray the other way for Denver. His pass is deflected. Run down over by Bruce Brown. Brown over to Jokic. Cutter Green. Down low, Brown. Dunk! Christian! catches two hands. Loose ball, Jeff Green. Outlet pass off over to Murray. Throws it off down low over to Jokic. One-on-one against Landell. That's all day. Now gets double-teamed over to Green. Reverse side layup is up and in. 21-point lead for Denver.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Jason Kosmicki and company on Denver Nuggets Radio. The Phoenix Suns actually came all the way back in the second quarter and were able to grab the lead momentarily, but then a surge coming out of the halftime locker room for those Denver Nuggets. And the way that they started both the first quarter and the third quarters was really indicative of their aggressive mentality. Felt like from the jump, the Nuggets were the team that was dictating. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So we know that the Suns like to jack a lot of threes. They go 9 of 27 from beyond the arc, and I didn't feel like they changed the approach a whole lot. Yes, you're going to get shots from Kevin Durant. You're going to get points from Kevin Durant. Nearly had a triple-double. But on the nights when the threes aren't falling, it's important, I think, to take higher percentage shots. And on this day, the Nuggets had more points in the paint and also were able to chip in an extra 18 points off those turnovers by the Phoenix Suns. We've seen Nikola Jokic with yet another triple-double. We've seen Jamal Murray play multiple different roles. And how about Bruce Brown? He's not a guy who looks to score first. He's a defensive guy, a defensive stopper. And yes, he can serve as a third option, sometimes even a fourth option, depending upon who else is hot for the Denver Nuggets. But I love the fact that this team does look for the guys who have the hot hand, whether it's an Aaron Gordon, whether it's a Michael Porter Jr., whether it's Jamal, who lately has been playing the role of distributor. Bruce Brown off the bench for 25 points in 27 minutes and instigating as well, right in the middle of the brouhaha that unfolded late in the third quarter between these Suns and Nuggets.
Now Bruce Brown and Kevin Durant are throwing elbows.
Well, it's not if it's...
Oh, Durant just shoves Jokic. Technical foul on Kevin Durant. Joker just popped open the skull of Kevin Durant and jumped inside his brain and went swimming around. Ultimate bait job by Nikola Jokic.
It's not an official timeout, so Joker went over and stood by the ladder. And now Durant's
and now Bruce Brown going to Kevin Durant. What a bonehead play by Kevin Durant, a longtime veteran in the NBA. Joker baited him, and Durant took it hook, line, and sinker.
Okay, I got to say, Jason Kosmicki makes it sound like a fight broke out. But why is Nikola Jokic in the middle of every single little extracurricular moment between Suns and Nuggets in this series? Can I just be perfectly honest? I'm on KD's side in this one. I know as the Suns gathered around Monty Williams, other than Devin Booker, he was on the free throw line. As the Suns gather around Monty and he pulls out his dry erase board, it's not an official timeout, which means the Nuggets have every right to stand there the same as the Suns do. This is not an official team huddle. Bruce Brown kind of sticks his nose into the Suns' business, and KD attempts to block him.
Grow up.
Probably told him to grow up. Then Nikola Jokic, who's much bulkier than Kevin Durant, a little bit taller, but much bulkier, he also inserts himself into the Suns' conversation.
Come on, bro.
And KD gives him the same forearm shiver that Nikola Jokic gave to the Suns' owner. Ha! There's some irony. And if you believe that the Suns' owner flopped two nights ago in Phoenix, well, then I wonder, do you think the two-time MVP, Nikola Jokic, also flopped? certainly appeared as though he embellished the force with which Kevin Durant gave him the forearm shiver.
You know, no complaints from me.
Again, perfectly legal for Bruce Brown and Nikola Jokic to be right there. But there was no reason for it other than to instigate. And as Kosmicki says on Nuggets Radio, definitely Jokic was in the head of Durant. Now, let's be fair. It was a 20-point lead for the Nuggets at that juncture. There's probably no play that Monty Williams is drawing up that's going to get them those 20 points back. I'm not sure that Bruce Brown and Nikola Jokic needed to be right in the middle of what the Suns were doing. How about let them lick their wounds a little bit? So I got to say, I'm on KD's side here. I actually would have pushed the guy out of the way too. Get out of here, you know.
He's an idiot.
It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Okay, so Nikola Jokic, what exactly were you doing sticking yourself into the Suns' huddle?
Just to see what they're driving, you know, just to see the play. I think that they can help us a lot. And, I mean, that's what I was doing. I mean, of course, you know, it's a reaction. I don't know why Bruce reacted on that, because if he didn't react, we're going to have two free throws. And he reacted, so we didn't have free throws. So actually, I'm blaming Bruce.
He's blaming Bruce because Bruce actually got a technical foul as well. So it was KD and it was Bruce Brown. Well, if it wasn't the 20-point play that you were trying to protect over there in your sideline conversation, KD, what message were you trying to send to Nikola Jokic?
Absolutely nothing. I don't think it was anything serious. They were excited. They were up big and we was trying to draw up some stuff, and you know how that goes. So yeah, I don't think it was nothing.
Nah, it was nothing. Like I said, I'm with KD. Dude, get out of here. You're already up 20 points. Get out of my personal space.
Grow up.
That too. Come on, bro. So this game turned into a blowout in the third quarter when Denver outscored Phoenix by 14. But actually, according to Monty Williams, he survived the whole huddle skirmish. He got out, barely got out with his life. According to Monty Williams, the problem started much earlier than the third quarter.
I thought the start set the tone for them. And then in the third quarter, it was nothing like we've put on the floor this year from our standards, translating all the stuff that we built up going into halftime into the third quarter. But I just felt like we played with great pace the last two games. They nullified that with physicality, and we stood still a lot tonight, didn't move them around enough. And it started in the first, and then in the third, they upped it even more, and we didn't handle it as well as I believe we can.
We got good credit to Denver. They came out and made shots to start that third, I think. You knew they were going to come out and start the game with energy. I like how we fought back and got back to the game, took the lead, got up one or two, and they made shots. They made timely shots after that. But we're down three going into the half. Started the third quarter, they just got it going.
So a little bit there from Kevin Durant and Monty Williams. Also, Nikola Jokic, who was dropping the one-liners throughout his post-game appearances. Actually, the NBA on TNT, they were asking him about giving the ball to the Suns owner pregame. So that was kind of funny too. If you haven't seen the video, it's certainly out there on social. But he made a point to go up to the owner of the Suns, the one that he had given the elbow to the chest in the game four loss. Remember, he was the one who got teed up there. And so he went over and he spoke to him and he was asked about it on the NBA on TNT. But a big win for Denver. We've seen both sides of this series, really each team able to exert its dominance and then everything in between. We've had a couple of close games too. In this one though, Jokic and Murray and Bruce Brown and a cast and crew for the Denver Nuggets that took the task very seriously. And the way that they shot, to be sure, they were 13 of 27 from beyond the arc. So that was helpful. But it wasn't just that. Like the defense, like the teamwork. They were connected. They had great cohesion and consistency in this game where the Suns were more in bursts. It wasn't that way from the beginning. A lot of people were picking on poor Devin Booker. I mean, he had 28 points in the game. 4 triples. He did shoot 8 of 19, so there were some bad shots in there, some ugly shots, but he still led the Suns in scoring. If that's an off night for Devin Booker, I think I'd be okay with it. All right, so game 5 for that one. No, this was game 5. Whoops. Game 6. Game 6 is coming up in a couple days. So now every other day we get these two series, East and West, in doubleheaders until we either get game 7s. That's what I'm rooting for, game 7s, or the series end early. But, yeah, we're closing in on the Final 4 in both hoops and hockey. All right, so we'll hear from Denver, and also we'll look at the other blowout on Tuesday evening. It's our Hump Show. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also you can send your questions to Ask Amy Anything, either Twitter or Facebook. And then Marco Belletti's with us, and he's going to give us some scintillating sports news. I'm in such a weird mood.
Don't overhype it. I don't know if I can deliver.
What?
I said don't overhype it. I don't know if I can deliver that.
I actually believe this is one of the biggest mistakes that people make in radio. I told my students this. Don't give people a reason to not listen to you, Marco. Don't ever go on the air and say, there's nothing going on. Don't ever go on the air and be like, it's a boring night. Nothing cool happening. And here you are saying, I don't think I can even meet the expectations.
Okay, a little different than what I was doing. I was just kind of joking around with what you were saying, just being a wise ass, but a little different than.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm definitely being a wise ass. Are you being a wise ass?
No, I was the one being a wise ass. No, that was the point.
We're both being asses.
Ah.
Wise or no, both asses. Mm.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Durant brings him back out on top, guarded by Aaron Gordon. Durant throws it away. Christian Brown anticipated that one perfectly. Dunk two hands!
Christian Brown. Durant showed that he was going to challenge it. Christian Brown didn't care.
Getting you to the good half of your week. It's the Hump Show on After Hours.
That's right. Middle show of the work week. And as we peel back the hours and we get closer to the weekend, it's your chance to ask Amy anything. Our posts now go up on Tuesday evenings. It's a stroke of brilliance that we stumbled on a couple months ago. Instead of waiting until we start the show to put up the post, the bright orange box with the yellow thought bubble, we now do it in the evenings so that we catch a completely different cross-section on social. And a lot of you, if you see the bright orange box with the yellow thought bubble, you may not also still be listening at the time when we ask and answer the questions. But A, podcast available every weekday morning, and Ask Amy Anything is certainly a part of the podcast. But in addition, that's kind of the idea, is we want more people to come and to listen to that particular part of the show because it's unique. It is special, and it's one of our favorite things. It actually predates me being on this show or this time slot 5 nights a week. This goes back to when I was hosting Friday, Saturday, Sundays, and we started with Ask Amy Anything, and now we get more questions than ever. So if you don't hear it on the show or the podcast, potentially it could be a question for a future video version of Ask Amy Anything. If you're unfamiliar with our YouTube channel, we've got actually probably close to a half dozen, maybe even more than that now, actually, video versions of Ask Amy Anything on our YouTube channel, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And we're getting set to do another one, a spring version, a Mayflowers version. And so you can find it there. You can find other versions there. But also, I go back and I answer a lot of the questions on social as well. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. And then on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on Facebook. So we'll get to that coming up later in the Hump Show. But the Denver Nuggets, they have quite a party. When it's your night, it's your night. When you got it, you got it. And the Nuggets had it in this game. They started out hot. They also started the second half out with a great surge. So in each one of those quarters, first and third, they outscored the Suns by double figures. So yeah, bit of a letdown in the second quarter as the Suns are able to come back and tie it, kind of force the issue there momentarily. Weirdly enough, Denver goes, this is odd, listen to this, 35 points in the first quarter, 17 points in the second quarter, 39 points in the third quarter. Weird swoon. So the Nuggets kind of let their foot off the gas a little bit there in the second quarter, but ultimately because of the way that they surged out of the locker room at the beginning of the game and at the start of the second half, they were able to turn this into what was a 20-point lead for most of the second half. Michael Malone, what's the difference for your team between the games in Phoenix and this one back in the Mile High City?
We didn't play any defense the two games in Phoenix. And tonight, to hold them to 102 on 43 from the field, we shut down the three-point line tonight. That hurt us in game four. And because we defended, because we rebounded, we got 31 fast break points. And that's who we are. And when we're not running and we're not defending, we're going nowhere. And that's what we have to do game six in a couple of nights if we're going to try to close this series out. The defense has to be great. The rebounding has to be on point. And then get out and run and attack before they can get set.
Let's be more physical and try to give them one shot, you know. You know, they're a good offensive team. You can't let them have multiple chances at it. So I thought we did a good job of rebounding together. Everybody pitched in. And, you know, just be more physical. You know, the energy is different when we're at home. The pace is a little faster for us. We got to carry that over to Phoenix.
We were the aggressors, you know, in the game, two games in Phoenix. They were the one who was pushing out of the place, out of the spots, big into us and pushing it, like they were just aggressive. And today I think we were aggressive only in the second quarter. Was kind of little in the second quarter it was a little like a slump, is that the word? Thank you guys. And we were just a little bit slow, like not playing the same way how we played in the first quarter. And the second half, I think we were really, really, really good.
Nikola Jokic, before that, Jamal Murray. Those two are quite the tandem. So we talk a bunch about Draymond Green and Steph Curry. By we, I mean me. Talk about how that is a point guard, big man tandem that definitely is lethal. Joel Embiid and James Harden are playing that way right now for the Philadelphia 76ers. This group, the Nuggets, especially now that Jamal Murray is healthy, it emanates from that relationship. I mean, yes, Jokic is the two-time MVP, but with Jamal Murray, it's a completely different style. They're able to push the tempo. Jokic, you have to respect and you have to find on the court at all times. But the inside-out game, sometimes it's outside-in. When those two guys are playing together and in sync, this team is really hard to beat. It's why they're the number one seed in the Western Conference. Now, you get 25 points in 27 minutes from Bruce Brown, and whew, that's another layer you have to plan for.
I don't think anybody in the league can guard those two. Their two-man action should be the best in the league. Jokic is obviously a two-time MVP. Thought he should have got the third. And Jamal, when he's hot, nobody's guarding him. He can post up, score at all three levels. They're unstoppable two-man.
I like this question from Monty Williams. What makes Jokic so hard to guard? Oh, okay, great. Just for fun, let's hear what Monty Williams has to say.
He's physical. He, you know, he pushes you under the basket, and he's got great touch, and he can pass, and he can shoot the ball.
So
not many 7 foot, 280 guys can come off of pin downs and knock down jumpers. So that's a challenge for everybody.
I love how he says he pushes you under the basket. Well, actually, he pushes people when he's not under the basket too.
Nice.
That wasn't a good rim shot, but you kind of catch my drift. So speaking of that, Jokic was a guest on the NBA on TNT, and they asked him about giving the ball to the Suns owner and also giving him a bro hug before the game started.
I just wanted to make fun at least a little bit, you know. And I was hoping he's going to pay my fine, but no.
He also now has more triple-doubles than Wilt Chamberlain. So most triple-doubles by a center in NBA history. So this guy continues to carve out his own special niche in the NBA record books. I think that we all need someone in our lives who loves and respects and promotes us as much as Coach Malone does for Nikola Jokic.
Nikola never forces anything. I mean, like, he's a guy that literally will just read the game and take what the game offers. And, you know, in this series, everyone's talking about Devin Booker, rightfully so. the performances he's put on in the first round against the Clippers and against us, they've been, you know, just spectacular. You know, but I think sometimes we maybe take Nikola Jokic for granted, because what he is doing is just incredible. Every single night, as you mentioned, I think now he has, is it 10 triple-doubles in the playoffs, passing Wilt Chamberlain, who had 9, 29 points, 12 rebounds, 13 assists, 2 blocks, 1 steal, and he makes everyone around him better. Never gets rattled. Cool hand Luke, and you know, we're just so thankful that, you know, he's a Denver Nugget and have the relationship in the 8 years together that I have with him.
See what I mean? Mutual respect, mutual admiration society. So much love right now in the playoffs among those teams that are on the verge of advancing to the conference finals. And we've got 4 teams now that are sitting on the verge. The Lakers and the Nuggets are both just 1 win away from meeting each other in the conference finals. Not done yet, of course. And in the East, well, the Sixers take a giant step. We'll get to that straight ahead. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing, help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.